When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is paid for by Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. Information on the program is intended to solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
He is here, the man that's all about hope when it comes to neuropathy. We've got exciting news in the way of seminars, South Hills, Thursday, October 10th at the Hampton Inn, 1550 Lebanon Church Road, 10 a.m. right across from Target. Registration is required. You have to call to get your seats reserved and go to that website, marydansden.com, seminar locations, dates, and times. Their number is 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. And remember, the first consultation, treatment, examination is free. And if you know anyone dealing with neuropathy, please tell them that the message of hope that he continues to talk about is on the air right now, and they have offices in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, and Morgantown, West Virginia. Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, and it's all about hope, is it not?
It is. It is. I'll tell you, I was driving here, and I was thinking about the show, and I absolutely love what I do. You know, like, you kind of go through life, and you never know what you're going to be, but I kind of fell into this, and it is just so rewarding to be able to help people. And these people are out there living with no hope. These seminars are awesome. I mean, if you want to come to one, we have our last one of our series. It's in Castle Shannon. It's next Thursday. Call, get registered, come in. You're going to learn a ton. We just had one in Monroeville a couple weeks ago, and I was given that seminar, and you're always talking, and you can see people, you know, like, you can, when you're talking to somebody and they're understanding what you're talking about. I remember looking at this one lady, and she would just had that desperate look, that no hope, like, she's living that worn out life of, man, I am just not doing good. And she just kept looking at me like, is this for real? Is this for real? And I talked to her afterwards, and she just said, I have absolutely no life. And she starts to tell me, she's like, I cannot sleep. She's like, we'll get into neuropathy and stuff. And one of the things is you, when you go to bed, your heart slows down, you get less circulation to these nerves that are dying and your symptoms. And she's like, my feet burn every night. And she says, I get to sleep for about an hour, and then I'm up for three or four. She's like, I'll get one, maybe 2 hours a night of sleep. And she's like, I'm exhausted. And it's just every day, and it's not getting any better. She's like, it's getting worse. And she's like, I just don't believe that this, you know, I've looked everywhere. It was this week. She came in, she had got started with the program a week after the seminar. Then she went home, she did the technologies that we sent home. She came in, and she had this huge smile on her face. And I'm like, how you doing? She's like, you're not going to believe this. I said, what's up? And she said, I slept 8 hours last night. Oh. It was like giving, you know,
it's a godsend.
It's like Christmas for her. But just to go to work, when I said that at the beginning, like, I love what I do, to be able to help somebody like that, you know, you get somebody to help you paint your house or something, you know what I mean? You get somebody to just do something for you that you're just looking for over and over again. It's just like, it's so much fun to do what we do.
Now, here's the thing. When you live alone, and I've thought about this, you know, getting the flu, whatever, something's mm-hmm. minor, but the world still goes on. And right. You know, you got to cut grass, you got to clean, you got to mm-hmm. do laundry. Imagine if you have neuropathy, and this goes from what a flu is, like 3 or 4 days, to a month,
right?
To then all of a sudden, all of this other stuff starts piling right. up around you, just daily stuff.
Right.
And that adds even more pressure, and then right. more depression. And then when you can't move, atrophy sets in. I mean, mm-hmm. being sedentary can just destroy someone's life.
Without a doubt. And that's what happens with this neuropathy. I mean, they're mobile, you know. That's the worst part about this. You know, I knew what neuropathy was, but I never realized 11 years ago when I started this that neuropathy is a progressive disease. It's guaranteed that it's going to get worse. It's just how fast. I'll have people come in and they've had it for decades and it's, you know, slow moving. And I've had people that just a couple months and their feet are purple and, you know, it's just they've got every symptom of neuropathy.
Well, here's another sign. And I was thinking about you when I saw this and it happened a couple of times. You know, you're in the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Someone's in a roundabout, little scooter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they're saying, hey, thanks for being patient. I'm like, no problem. Somebody will drop change. You pick it up for them, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you get chit-chatting.
You're right.
Ran into a few people that because of neuropathy,
mm-hmm.
they basically can only go grocery shopping if they have one of those scooters.
That's so funny you said that. I just had another seminar in Wexford. I just had this Thursday, and one of the patients came back to the office for a consultation. And that was one of the things she said. She was actually referred from a patient who went through the program and did awesome, got 100%. And that they had a mutual friend and they had a long conversation. So she had come in and, you know, young, and they love to do hiking. They got two dogs and they walk. And she's like, I can't do that anymore. She's like, my neuropathy is so bad. She's like, I walk and I just freeze. She's like, she was at Walmart and the husband stayed in the car. And the husband says, I got a call. She's like, I can't move. She's like, I'm stuck. And because her feet just froze on her, she just couldn't do. But the one thing she said is she's like, it's almost embarrassing because she's not like 90 years old. She's like, I literally have to use that scooter. And she's like,
And there's no one that wants to use a scooter.
No. And she's like, this can't be the fate of my life. You know, she's like in tears and I mean, that's just scary.
But here's the thing, Doc. Why is it that we live in a world where they can perform heart transplants and nobody in regular traditional medicine can help people with this?
Yeah, well, they're awesome. I mean, surgery, you know, whether it's heart, whether it's knee replacements, I mean, they're amazing.
They are.
The medical model is amazing.
But would we be without what people like you are doing?
The funny thing is neuropathy, they have absolutely no idea except to give a medication. And when I started this years ago, that's, you know, I figured that this would be like a very mainstream thing, but it's still kind of a hidden thing. I still have people coming in going, I never knew there was something about this and I'm suffering for 10 years. And heck, I've been doing this 11 years and there's still some people that don't know that there's a solution for it out there.
Well, listen, I can't tell you enough. You need to go to this seminar, South Hills, Thursday, October 10th, Hampton Inn, 1550 Lebanon Church Road, 10 a.m. in the morning across from the Target. It's free, absolutely free, but you got to call to register. And you can do that right now. Leave your first and last name and a working number, 724-940-9000. And that means during business hours, Monday through Friday, 724-940-9000. And you can also say, I'd like to schedule an appointment as well. You can do that right now. Leave your information. And remember that first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. And that opportunity alone is going to let you know whether or not you mm-hmm. have neuropathy and if you guys can do something about it.
Without a doubt. That's the most important visit. I tell everybody this is going to be the most important visit that we're going to have. And what we're going to do is go through your history and listen to what you're going through to make sure that it sounds like it's neuropathy. We'll go through, you know, maybe what might be causing it. And if everything adds up, we do an exam. This exam is very, very easy. A lot of people go through some painful, like EMGs, nerve conduction tests that I hear are very painful. This thing's 2 minutes. We activate the sensories, tells us whether you have it or not. If you don't, usually have a good direction. I just had a lady yesterday, my last new patient yesterday. I referred her to a natural guy who handles Lyme's disease. She had Lyme's disease. But with that, if they do have it, we have a program that's very well completed.
Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle, Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, Morgantown, West Virginia. We'll come back and we're going to talk about what exactly neuropathy is, who gets it, all that stuff that you need to know. We'll continue to remind you about the seminar, but I can't stress enough that first consultation, examination, and treatment, it's free. Dealing with it, knowing someone dealing with it, there is hope. MaryDanston.com, 724-940-9000. Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Center, is on a Saturday with your Pratt Pack at KDKA.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, we're back. Dr. Sean Ritchie is here at Tri-State Neuropathy Center. So, again, the South Hills Thursday, October 10th seminar scheduled at the Hampton Inn, 1550 Lebanon Church Road, right across from the Target. Registration required. It is free. You got to call to reserve your seat. You can do it on this Saturday morning, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. And if you want to set up an appointment, remember, first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. All right, so what is neuropathy, Dr. Ritchie?
Yeah, neuropathy is, it's a mouthful, peripheral neuropathy, but the word neuropathy itself is death and destruction of a nerve. So your brain, it controls everything, sends a signal down your back and leaves your back as a large nerve fiber, and that controls your big stuff, your muscles, your heart, your stomach, your liver, your legs, moving your toes, picking your feet up. It's all large nerve fiber, but when that nerve gets to the end, the peripheral, and the top layer of your skin is this tiny microscopic nerve. It's so small, you can't even see it. We call them small nerve fibers or sensory nerves, and those are the nerves that get damaged whenever you get this thing called peripheral neuropathy. Peripheral is the ends, neuropathy is death and destruction of a nerve. And those little nerves will start in generally like your toes, sometimes your hands, but it'll start maybe one toe, kind of roll across the other toes, and then bounce to the other ones. And then it wants to work its way back. Unlike large nerve fiber, if anybody's had sciatica, that's a large nerve fiber that'll come from the back and roll down the leg. Neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy, does the opposite. Starts at the toes, works its way up to the knees and stops. And then fingertips to the elbows and stops. And it'll begin with a numbing kind of feeling, maybe like your toe feels tingly, numb, almost swollen kind of feeling. And then it'll roll back to the ball of the foot. It'll feel like a spongy feel, maybe like your socks are crumpled up. And those are the beginning stages of neuropathy. And as I mentioned earlier, neuropathy is a progressive disease. So it'll continue to work its way back. But those are the beginning symptoms that you want to pay mind to. If you have it, as I tell every single person, if this is the beginning of it, this is the best time to take care of it because it's an easy case and it won't affect your life. And what I mean by affecting your life is how it can progress. Then it rolls into that pins and needles tingling kind of feeling. And then all of a sudden you start to feel hot sensations. Maybe it rolls into burning, like, man, my feet almost feel like they're on fire. Or it could be the opposite, the freezing feeling. And then you touch your feet and they're not that cold. Feels like they're in an ice block. And then here comes those electric shocks. You're just sitting there and you can feel the humming and tingling in the feet, but boom, an electric shock hits that foot, or a stabbing pain will come. You get this stinging kind of feeling. And then, God forbid, you start to get the cramps. Your foot contorts, your toes spread apart, your big toe bends back. And it comes and goes at the beginning. And then it starts to come more often. And then now it's a constant thing. And it's an everyday occurrence, and it starts to rule your entire life. And these are the stories that I hear. So whenever I hear that somebody's got the numb toes, that's a great thing. That's the beginning stages till the other points where, you know, I had that patient come in this week telling me the story, it started just like that. And it's got to a point now that she is literally every ounce of every single day, faces burning, stabbing, electric shocks, and she just waits for it. She just waits for it. Her feet are so numb that she can't even feel the ground. She has to walk with a cane now. She's looking for a walker, and you know, ultimately, it can lead to these wheelchairs. And she's only 65 years old, and this is her fate. And then she's just like, this is not what I'm looking for in my life. But the worst part is when these people go to bed, and because what happens is your heart slows down. And it gets less circulation to these little nerves, and now it really fires up. I can't imagine going to bed thinking, I don't want to think about my feet for 1 minute. I just don't want to think about my feet. And you can't. And you just lay there and you can't sleep at all. I don't know how somebody lives through life. And the worst part about it, Rob, is when this stuff starts to happen, what's your first angle? I'm going to call my PCP. I'm going to go to my doctor and they're going to fix it for me. And that's common. I mean, I understand that. And they go to the PCP and unfortunately, I mean, they really don't know what to do with it. They'll listen. And until you start to say it's hurting, they're really not going to say anything. They'll run maybe blood work, see if you're diabetic, but unfortunately they just don't have the solution until you start to get bad. Then they'll do this EMG. They stick needles on you and turn the electric up to see if you have any nerve conduction loss. And that's really not even assessing the problem. That's that large nerve fiber. And eventually they'll refer you to a neurologist. Neurologist does the same darn test. And then what do? They get you on a medication. The typical, most classic one is called gabapentin. And gabapentin is designed to dim your nerve conduction down. And I would say over 90% of the patients that come in that are on it says it doesn't work, doesn't help at all. If anything, it might dim it down a little bit. But as I mentioned earlier, neuropathy is a progressive disease. All this is doing is masking it for the time being. And then it's going to roll into getting worse. And then what they're going to do is run the same darn test on you. And then they're going to bump your medication up. I literally had a conversation with a lady. She called a patient out of Weirton, had a friend in Tennessee. And she called up and she has neuropathy. And we got talking about it. And she said that, she's like, I said, are you taking any medication for it at this point? That usually means that there's a little bit more aggressive or a little progressed to a bad place. And she said, oh, I can't take that. I'm like, oh, really? So you tried it? She's like, oh, I tried it. She's like, Sean, she said, there is a lot of side effects to it, but one of them is suicidal thoughts. She's like, it took me to the darkest place. I can't even tell you. And then she kind of got a little quiet and she goes, my brother had neuropathy and he got put on gabapentin. He had the same thoughts. And she said, and she paused and I could tell she was choked up. She's like, he took his life because of this medication. And I'm not saying anything bad about medication is great, but I mean, there's some really bad side effects. And for neuropathy, gabapentin doesn't work. It's just not the thing. It's not the answer for it. So the greatest part for our program, we have an FDA approved product. We can talk about it next segment. I'll explain how it all works, but it's FDA approved. It's not invasive. There's no drugs and it's literally, you don't feel anything. And it's a way to help to bring your body to a state that you can start to regenerate those nerves. And we've treated over 13,000 people and almost every single one of them, Rob, have gotten 50 to 100% better. So super confident if you've got this and you qualify for our program. You can't guarantee anything, but I'll tell you, you're probably going to fall into our success rate of 50 to 100%.
Listen, you get 50% results in this, man, you're living your life.
Great. And then we get to teach you to manage that the rest of your life. So it's not just a short-term fix.
All right. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about what they're doing with the technology that is absolutely incredible. But I do want to remind you, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. MaryDancedIn.com. That seminar, South Hills, Thursday, October 10th, just days away. Hampton Inn, 1550 Lebanon Church Road, 10 a.m., right across from Target. It's free, but registration is required. Call to reserve your seat. You can do it now. Leave your information. The number they can reach you during office hours throughout the week, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. Don't forget, make an appointment, too. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. 724-940-9000. Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers on KDKA.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is paid for by Tri-State Neuropathy Centers.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back, Dr. Sean Ritchie. Tell him about the seminar, and I'll go through the date and everything, but it's free. You got to register, and I'm going to tell you how you can do all that, but why this is such a good way to find out what you're doing.
Seminars are awesome. I mean, we've been doing them for years. We have a series of them, and we do them in all the different locations, so we try to make it convenient. This one in Castle Shannon is awesome. It's what we do is we like to educate everybody on it. So when you come in, you're going to learn what neuropathy truly is. So a lot of people come in and they're not even sure if they have it. Some people, they definitely know. I always like to start these seminars off asking how many people have had it for 6 months, a year. The one we just did in Wexford, a lot of the people were over 5 and 10 years, so they've been suffering a long time. So you kind of know where they are, and they know they have it. But then there's some that, one lady was just there that was a diabetic in our Monrovia, one that didn't have it, but she just wanted to know for the future. So it's such a great seminar to come learn about it. But you're going to learn how they like to typically treat it, you know, with the medication and stuff like that, and how that goes, how the journey goes. But most importantly, you're going to learn about what we do. And I'll go into some of the stuff that we, how we treat this, but you're going to learn exactly the science behind this FDA-approved device that is designed to help to bring these nerves back to life. And now the best part about the seminar is at the end. You know, we the questions and answers. Everybody has so many questions, and I love that part because if someone will ask a question that another person didn't think of, so by the time they leave this seminar, they know exactly how we treat it. They know whether they're almost a good candidate, and then we always open up slots for these people to come in for a one-on-one to do a consultation where we can do that qualification and determine whether they're a good candidate for our program. So seminars are awesome. They're free, free information, and but it is required that you get your reservation. So definitely make that call.
Yeah, make the call. And by the way, it's happening South Hills Thursday, October 10th, just days away at the beautiful Hampton Inn, 1550 Lebanon Church Road, right across from Target, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. You know, 9 offices, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. Okay, let's dive into technology, what you're doing to help people.
Right. So you come in, we go through the consultation, everything adds up. We do the test. The test says your functionality's low, meaning that your nerves are damaged. Depending on that, depends on what we put to the table. But one of the most important and components to our program is a thing called low-level light therapy. Now, we've been doing this for 11 years. We were one of the first 10 people in the whole country, let alone world, treating this. And I think we really pride ourselves on having the best and most powerful technology on the market. There's nothing in this area that even comes close to what we use. So that's the first and foremost. So what's happening is you got these little nerves, and these little nerves are the furthest from your brain all the way down to the peripheral, and they're starting to die. And there's a lot of reasons people can get these nerves to start to die. One's diabetes. A lot of people think that's the only reason. The top 4 are diabetes, chemotherapy-induced neuropathy. I think one of your friends had it from that. Bad backs, you know, like stenosis, disc problems, arthritis, even back surgeries. That can be a culprit. And the last one is a very common one that people really don't realize or puts the correlations or the two together. When people get heart disease, there's a thing called cholesterol medicine. Statin drugs are a big culprit to this. So what we do is look at like those top 4. If it's not those 4, we can usually figure it out, but sometimes we just can't. You know, maybe it's what they call idiopathic. But once those nerves die, we know what's why they're dying. It's because they are not getting any nutrients to it. And it happens because your heart sends blood out. It goes into an artery, and it hits this little guy. It's called a capillary. It's about the size of a hair on your head, and it's permeable. That's where all the oxygen and all the nutrients in the blood fall out. It feeds everything. It feeds everything in your body, your muscles, your ligaments, your intestines, your pancreas, your skin. You know, feeds everything, keeps everything alive. And then it hits those veins. That's why that's all blue. There's no oxygen and nutrients. Goes back to the heart and re-nutrifies. Out it goes again. Long story short, those little vessels furthest from your heart, the older we get, they start to clam up. They start to get tight, which is not allowing the oxygen and nutrients to get out. So that's what's happening. These little nerves that are dying at your peripheral are starving for oxygen and nutrients. And because those little capillaries are tightening up, it's just not letting any of the nutrients out. It happens because there's a thing called nitric oxide your body makes. When we get older, it depletes. They say when you're about 40, it depletes about 50%. Over 60, it's about 15% production. And that nitric oxide has one purpose. It keeps those vessels open. So that's the purpose here. These little vessels are tightening up, not letting the oxygen and nutrients out to allow those nerves to start to continue to die. So a little of a light therapy does one thing. It produces nitric oxide. And then it opens them up. And then it's like turning the sprinkler on to water the dead grass. So all we do is open those vessels, and we have the most powerful technology. Nothing even comes close to it. This is why we're super successful. And it opens those vessels, and it just starts to water those nerves, and then your body knows how to take it from there. So that's one of the most important things that we do. We have other components to the program. We have a technology that we can actually increase that microvessel flow. So not can we only open the vessels, but we can turn it up higher and get more coming through. We have a stimulatory therapy. It's very specific. There's only two on the market. We have the newest and the most advanced one, and it's designed to kind of re-educate those nerves how to fire. You know, I always call this like taking your nerves to the gym. And then we have some different therapies that we can help increase range of motion, that can provide better balance. We have some nutritional things that we can support, but the plan is fantastic. I mean, this is over the years, you know, we started where we used to do the treatments in the office with just one technology. And then we learned more, you know, increasing microvessel blood flow we brought to the table. So all these things is just experience. And experience is we've seen probably 20 to 25,000 people, but we've treated 13,000. And so we know what works and we know what doesn't work. And we've grown from one office in Wexford to now we have 9 offices in the tri-state area. We have 6 docs on board, and this is what we focus on. We're 100% devoted to treating peripheral neuropathy, and we know what we're doing. And I think that's one of the most important things is knowing who's a good candidate and who's not. We've turned people away, and I've found out that they've gone and tried another location, and I know it's just not going to work for them. But that's the most important thing, is that first initial consultation where we can determine. We turn people away all the time. If you've got to be a candidate to go through our program.
And the reason there's so many offices, because you realize 13,000 is great. But mm-hmm. When you think of 333 million people in this country and about 30 million have it, mm-hmm. There's so many more people that need help.
Yeah, our phone rings all the time. It's amazing. And when it comes down to it, I mean, we talked about the journey. I mean, there's really two paths they can go by. They can try the medical, do all the testing, get the medication, you know, it gets worse, they up the dose, they do the testing, and it's that no hope route, you know, but this route, it's just a no-brainer. I mean, you have it, we have the solution, and it works. And then the best part about it is once we get you 50 or 100% better, I'll teach you how to maintain that for the rest of your life. So that's pretty cool.
It is. Good stuff. All right. Listen, we're going to come back one more segment, but I want to remind you about that seminar. South Hills, this Thursday, October 10th at the Hampton Inn, 1550 Lebanon Church Road, 10 a.m. in the morning, right across from Target. Registration required. It is a free event. You can go to the website and see seminar locations, dates, and times as well, marydancedin.com. But my advice right now, before you do anything else, 724-940-9000. Call, leave your first, last name, and a working number. They can reach you during business hours, Monday through Friday. 724-940-9000. And while you're at it, if you want to make an appointment, just say you want to make an appointment, because that first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. Back one more segment, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, for a Saturday with your Pratt Pack on KDKX.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, listen, final segment. Please just remind everyone, there is hope. If they're dealing with that hopelessness, that mental aggravation of this is my life, I'm never going to get better, There really is, and you're seeing it happen every day at Tri-State Neuropathy Centers.
100%. 100%. You know, it was funny. I was thinking about the show this week, and we do, I mean, we see a lot of patients, and I just started writing down some of the stories. You know, we do re-exams, so people go through the program, and we get to a certain point that we do re-exams, and I just started writing some of them down, and just to give you some ideas, you know, when these people come in, they're suffering. You know, they got the numbness, pins and needles, tingling, burning, stabbing, electric shocks, cramps. This is all the stuff that they were looking to see if they have and how long they've had it. So just to give you a couple, Mr. Ray came in. He was suffering for 3 years, and his was from diabetic neuropathy. He also was taking statins, and he had some back issues. I call it the trifecta of the four. He had numbness, tingling, his feet were freezing, he had stabbing pains, and we did the test on him. His test scores showed that he was 60% better. All his symptoms were gone except a little numbness in his one toe, and that was it. That's amazing results for a guy that was, after 3 years, expecting that this was only going to get worse. We had another guy, his name was Robert, he came in and he suffered since 2010. And his was directly related to the day he started taking cholesterol medicine. Now, listen, I'm not telling anybody to get off their cholesterol medicine. This is just one of the causes of it. You always work with your doc on that. But he was suffering with numbness, tingling. He had the cold. He had cramps. And then now all those symptoms are gone. He says, the only time I have any symptoms is in the morning when I wake up, they feel a teensy bit numb. And his test score showed 70% better. Lois, 23 years. Can you imagine suffering with something like this for 23 years? And she had every symptom that they offered. And she is 100% better. Can you imagine that?
Look, that's like seeing and hearing again for the first time in two decades.
Life is renewed. And she just couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe it. Monica, 18 months. Now, these are just this week. This isn't like I'm looking back in history. These are people this week. 18 months she suffered, statins, COVID shots, in particular the third one. We've noticed it might be sort of some of the instigators here. Again, numbness, pins and needles, tingling, stabbing. Again, 100% better. 100% better, like completely gone.
Oh.
That's awesome. There's this guy, John, who came in, super skeptical. And one thing he did tell me, he's like, I got this heel pain. I got this heel spur. And I, you know, that's a structural. That is not a neurological problem. And I told him this is not supposed to help it. But if it does, you know, we'll high five and it counts it as a bonus. He's halfway through our 90-day beginning here. And that's his first thing that went away. His heel pains. He goes, I have no heel. He goes, when I first walked in here, he goes, I almost canceled my appointment because my heel pain was so bad, and because he couldn't stand on it. And now it's completely gone. Rose, she suffered 3 years. Hers was back. You know, the trifecta, diabetic and cholesterol. Her big thing was she had all the, you know, numbness, pins and needles, tingling, but burning at night, and she couldn't sleep. And now she's sleeping. And I asked her, I'm like, how's the sleep? And she's like, slept 8 hours last night. Just like that one lady that came from the seminar, just in 1 week, slept 8 hours. I mean, and then Carol, she came in. She's halfway through. She's a diabetic and back, all the symptoms. And she's doing great. And she's on this gabapentin. And she said it's never helped her. And so she's starting to back that off and get that out of her repertoire of medications in the morning, so she doesn't have to take that medication anymore. Super happy because it's, she said it made her really, really foggy. So this is just this week, and this is just me. We have six docs. This is just what I did, you know. So all the other docs have the same things. So when people are out there, and you're thinking this is skeptical, and you know it's not the PCP doing it, it works. I mean, 13,000 people, we've got 9 offices, and I am 100% confident that this is a program. If you've got neuropathy and we can qualify you, this is pretty much the only place that you can go to get these results, and it's exciting. And I started this program saying, I absolutely love what I do. I do. I'm passionate about it because I get to pull the thorn out of the lion's foot, and people come in and they tell me these things with smiles on their faces. that's a really, really good environment to be. And it's just, it's a really laid back place. You know, we like to have fun. So if you've got neuropathy, or if you know that somebody that you, I don't care if it's someone at church or your cousin, please let them know. They are dying for an answer. Tell them that there's hope. There is a way that you can take care of this neuropathy. And all they have to do is call our phone number, come in for that free consultation, and then we can let them know whether they're a candidate, and then we can tell them that we can help them.
And tell them again what you're going to be doing at the seminar, South Hills, Hampton Inn, coming up this Thursday, October the 10th.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best way to learn. If you want to come, it's a great group environment. You know, you're going to be there with other people that are suffering, so you'll understand you're not alone. A lot of people feel they're alone out there. There's over 30 million people suffering with this. But the seminar is awesome. You're going to learn, you know, how they traditionally take care of it. You're going to learn what it actually is in a lot more detail. And then you're going to learn the science behind what we do of our FDA non-invasive drug-free program. And you're going to learn everything there. So make sure you call. Reservations are required because space is limited.
And it is free, but you got to call and reserve your space. It's 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. And remember, that appointment, that first one, the consultation, examination, and treatment is free. Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia, marydanstin.com, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. We shall see you next month.
Sounds great. Have a good one.
The proceeding was paid for by Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. Information on the program was intended to solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard in the preceding program.